Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Confirmed in Gibraltar and Iceland in Singapore and other areas. I want to tell folks what you've got coming up.
I will tell you what we have coming up right after this short break.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we're live on this Friday, July 30th, 2021, I thank God for giving us this opportunity, not just staying live on air despite all the attacks against us, but just to have breath in my lungs and vision in my eyes and sounds in my ears, just to be able to live in this consciousness and to be able to face the test that we are enduring right now, and that we can be good enough to live up to God's expectations for us, and that we don't have to live in a satanic hellhole that is being built for us right now by the establishment. Owen Schroyer in studio, Alex Jones on the line. We've got all kinds of big COVID updates here. I've got Republicans, some Republicans, finally pushing back, finally getting a backbone, finally getting some fight in them. And then we'll have some statements from Republicans as well showing that is the case. But as Alex was just explaining in the opening segment, the big vaccine push is still on. They're only going to clamp down harder and more with every passing day, despite the fact that the most vaccinated nations in the world, like Israel and like Iceland, are having the biggest outbreaks of COVID. That's because, just as the doctor guest we had on said, the vaccinated people would be causing the mutations of a more deadlier virus. And Alex, we are now in that time frame.
Absolutely. And this story that's on InfoWars.com by Don Salazar gets into this. And this is the big issue that we've got to hammer. They're now saying unvaccinated are terrorists, that we shouldn't have food, shouldn't have our children, shouldn't be able to leave our homes, we should be put in camps. So it's no longer speculation. As I told you years ago, global government would use the fear of a virus to bring in a digital world currency and then lock up people that didn't take the poison shots, and that the poison shots then reduce your fertility and kill you very slowly with a soft kill weapon. That's how they get away with it. And, of course, it's a side effect when it kills you quickly. They don't like that, but it's supposed to be so strong that it has already killed conservatively over 1 million people worldwide from the deadly shots. But the real death comes later. So here's the huge story. I know, as the listeners, you're already up to speed. You're already informed. You already know this. But the general public doesn't understand this. They hear Fauci, and they see these other liars on TV saying this lie. 99% of people dying have not taken a COVID shot. And notice now even Congress said, give us those statistics. That was a week ago. They won't do it. It does not exist. It's off Cook numbers where they counted from the beginning of the fake pandemic in January of last year into January of this year when the inoculations began. And for the first month, they did not ask someone who had been inoculated, who was sick at the hospital, to do a COVID test because that was, quote, the CDC directive. That's how they took statistics. So they did not put any deaths from anyone else in the database to then create that fraudulent number. That's now confirmed. Congress knows that. Everything these criminals say is a lie. Now, let's talk about the big giant elephant in the room, the total proof. There's an article on InfoWars.com. And again, there's more than 40 countries, but there's about 22 that are really the most important. Island nations, you name it. But all of them are very isolated, very authoritarian, very controlled areas. Singapore, Iceland, Israel. But many of them are physical islands themselves or peninsulas that have huge walls on them and fences like Gibraltar that's in the Mediterranean, another police state. So Gibraltar is 98% inoculated. Talk about a police state. And they have the highest COVID rate, number two in the world. Let's continue. Israel has some of the highest COVID rates in the world, and they are, what, 8 out of 10 vaccinated, 80%. Same thing for Singapore, 80%. And the list goes on and on. All of the countries with the top numbers of people sick, the top numbers of people dying, and they're calling it the Delta variant, which is really prions, protein spike crystals. They are all the countries with the most death, with the most sick people. And we said this, the vaccine is what will kill you. And then they will say that it is the unvaccinated coming up in the fall. I said this a year ago. I said next fall, they will put the lockdown back in, predicted it all because I didn't predict it. It was in government documents. It was in Canadian documents. It was in UN documents. A year and a half ago, that Canadian document came out, or almost a year and a half ago. People said, is it real? And they all went over it. I said, well, we'll have to wait for the dates of the lockdown two and three and all the rest of it because Canada was never going to come out of lockdown. I said, let's just search engine parts of the document. So I sat there in Rob Dew's office for about 2 hours a year ago, and we just simply took pieces out of the document and searched them and found out that it was all a UN document that the Canadians had just added a few paragraphs to for their country and to their provincial systems and citing their laws. And so, again, folks, there's a big article by Paul Watson about Chris Sky, who I think is a great guy. I'm going to get him back on the show. But he's like, everyone thinks Chris Sky is psychic now. And there's tens of millions of views of him a year ago predicting precisely what happened. And again, I'd love to say I'm psychic. I'd love to say Chris Sky's psychic. No, we have the battle plan. But what's frustrating is when you go to the tweet that Paul Watson's linked to, with one version of the video that has 1.7 million views on Twitter, half the commenters are, no, it's you, Chris Sky, and Alex Jones that are to blame. You told people not to take the shots. You told people not to lock down. And so now it's your fault that all of this happened, and we need to go back on lockdown now to finally end the virus and finally open things up. So these people are in delusion, and or they're being paid, as we know, millions of people have been paid as influencers, millions. And even people that have like 1,000 followers, it turns out, are paid like $5,000 to put out BS. And so they're all there piling on saying, no, 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 it's your fault, it's your fault. But we have the evidence that it's the vaccinated that are sick and dying. We have the evidence that the vaccine's poisonous and doesn't work. We have their admissions. We have them. So now everybody's got to push really hard. Go out and demonstrate. Go out and protest. Call on the talk radio. Call on the C-SPAN. Call Congress. Because if they get the new lockdown in, then it never goes off again. Okay? And they're bringing in the cashless society. They're bringing in the contact tracers. They're bringing in the digital tracker systems. This is the holy grail for their world ID and their carbon taxes. So please, everyone needs to write more articles in and around what Adan has written, explaining Israel, explaining Singapore, explaining Iceland, explaining Gibraltar, explaining all these other places where they have the highest vaccinated, they have the highest number sick and dying, and it's people that were vaccinated. Everything Fauci says is a criminal lie, and we can literally call for his arrest. Because here's the deal. They're going to blame somebody for this. They're even trying to blame the Chinese. What I've explained is the Chinese are just globalist clients who are in on this, the Communist Party. But it is the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It is Bill Gates and Ted Turner and George Soros that run this whole damn thing on record. I told you guys when we started a year and a half ago, the Rockefeller Foundation running this. I didn't just pull that out of my rear end. Now you notice the Rockefeller Foundation is in full command of the U.S. and the U.N. global response. Gates has been removed because he was always their front man. You understand? So we have to explain that we're under UN Rockefeller Foundation control. But the Rockefellers created the United Nations in 1946. They financed the whole damn thing with British Empire money, and we're here. And so this thing is a fraud, a proven fraud, and they are murdering people with this deadly shot, and they are murdering the truth. They're murdering our freedom and murdering our future. And new lockdowns already announced in Africa and Asia and India, already causing tens of millions more to starve to death, ladies and gentlemen. Then they turn around and say COVID killed them. So this is a master plan, world genocide, bigger than Hitler right now. This has already killed more people than Hitler did. We are literally facing Hitler on PCP and steroids. We are literally facing a psychotic mass murder operation in the open. And I know this sounds shocking, but if you don't fully understand this and fully get this, it's over. call on whistleblowers inside the Justice Department. I call on whistleblowers inside Google and Big Tech and all of it. You know this is mass murder now. You know we're right now. You've got the documents now. You've got the proof. Do you guys want to be part of this? We need everyone to either strike or we need everyone to whistleblow. Do whatever you got, because they're assaulting us physically right now, and they want us to get violent so they can call us terrorists. I don't want to get violent, but I want to go right, maximum civil disobedience now. We have to move against these people now, or it's over. And for all of you out there, they're delusional, and think you're going to sit on the fence and ride this through, and you're going to be safe that way. You're fools. We got to this position because the people have that attitude. It's time to pick a side. You pick Satan or you pick Jesus. And it's really that simple, ladies and gentlemen. No one will escape this system. All these fools, you know, like the Rockefeller grandson told Aaron Russo before he died about how we're going to have a global government, a chip under our skin to control us, and the elites will be able to travel. Nobody else will. Those so-called elites are the most deceived ones there are. So I'm going to come back and lay all this out. So
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and
joining us on this live Friday broadcast. I am via the phone. I'll be back in Austin, Texas this evening. Really appreciate Alan Schroeder and the crew doing a great job. Appreciate the listeners that are tuned in as well. And we've got some big free speech news for you coming up at the start of the next segment. But Owen, again, we've been successful because I study geopolitical systems. I study the globalist on writings. I read the books these guys put out. They think we're so stupid, they brag to each other, as you know, in their different books, like Tragedy and Hope, written back in the late 1960s, by Bill Clinton's top mentor, the head of political science at Georgetown University, Carol Quigley, or Zabrinsky's books, written in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and 2000s, where he says, we just need to go ahead and kill the majority of the world population for the earth. These people are worthless. They have no real lives. I mean, these people are out in the open. Jane Goodall, all of them. All the big top, you know, environmental spokespersons. And it's a perfect way for them to play God and then rule over us. And then look, they've got some points about toxic waste and people and all the rest of it, but they don't care about people. They don't care about the earth, which is an excuse for their power grab. And people better get their minds wrapped around this or they deserve what happens to them. But here's the deal. I don't deserve to be forcibly inoculated. My children don't. And I don't deserve to be starved to death. And I don't give the globalists the right to do that to me. So if they're assaulting me and they carry out these criminal actions against me, I have a right and a duty to defend myself by any means necessary. But I know they've got it set up that if we were to be violent, it would turn them into martyrs. The last thing I want is any of these people to be martyrs. I want to politically, culturally destroy them. I want them to be the villains they are. I want folks to know who Bill Gates is. I want them to know who the Rockefeller Foundation is. I want them to know who Joe Biden is. And, you know, when he sits up there walking up to the press, literally degenerating in front of them, saying, I just got my ass wiped. So, but we have to physically not comply. We have to physically not use their smartphones, physically not take their digital IDs, physically not submit, because the holy grail for them is the worldwide ID, that the medical ID, vaccine passport forms the basis of it. Again, this is all from the UK government, all from the EU, all from Biden. In fact, I have a clip we'll play here in just a moment where he was on TV last night at the press conference, the puppet President Biden. It's clip five. Get it ready. And Biden admits that, yes, I want a mandate. That's forcing you to take it. Oh, but they don't call it forced medical tyranny. They don't call it Nuremberg Code violation. They don't say, oh, we're giving you an experimental shot, whether you like it or not. They don't say, hey, we've taken the virus site down because it shows all the deaths. They don't say, hey, this vaccine's banned in most parts of the world. They'll say, oh, hey, look, it totally failed. The majority of those sick and dying have taken the shot, which is all admitted. They don't say, oh, countries with 99%, 98% inoculation rate have the highest rates. No, they just say, you're crazy, you're bad. And he hops around a $10,000 suit wearing aviator glasses, talking about getting his butt wiped. And you know what? That's our fault that we let these demons do this to us. Well, now they know we're coming for them. Now they know we've gotten all these laws passed so they can't steal elections as easy. So what are they doing? They're trying to gut the country, gut the dollar, destroy our name everywhere. They're trying to run us into the ground as fast as they can because this is war. But instead of us getting demoralized, instead of us thinking we've lost, it's the opposite. They're going to lose. They've done this out of desperation. And, again, they're behavioral psychologists. That's why all of this is done by very sick, mentally ill, satanic behavioral psychologists who are trying to project their own mental illness onto us and gaslight us. But if you just reject everything they say and everything they do, then they can do nothing. They're trying to put us into an alternate reality. That's why they tell us that we live in an alternate reality. Yeah, I do live in a real reality where I read their actual policy reports and what they're actually planning, not what they say they're going to do, but what they actually say in their battle plans. So here is the puppet in chief, the pretender in chief, the reanimated corpse, saying that, yes, he wants mandates. He's just seeing if it's legal. No, it's not legal under U.S. law, not legal under local law. I don't care what the corrupt Justice Department says. That same Justice Department says states can't do audits, and they better stop the audits. They just came out yesterday with Hare Garland and said that. So they're in panic mode. They're scared right now because they know they've bitten off more than they can chew, and they know $3-plus quadrillion, just in dollars, of fake money has been created by these bankers to take control of the planet and buy up all the companies and businesses. And that's why before the world economy collapses, they want to get us all on universal income so they can blame us for the collapse and make us buy into that next level of the system. It's all coming to a head. How would the UN take over? How would the Fortune 100 take over? Look at Google. Look at Microsoft. Look at Facebook. Look at Amazon. They've all, what, doubled profits this year already. They doubled and tripled profits last year. And the new lockdowns are here to squeeze you again. And this time, none of the businesses will reopen except for them. This is a criminal takeover. That's why they're doing it on every damn front. So, will we take it or will we fight back? Here is the puppet in chief.
Why not push for vaccine mandates in states, private companies, schools? Do you want to see those entities pass vaccine mandates?
Well, I'd like to see them continue to move in that direction. And that's why I pointed out. I asked the Justice Department to determine whether that is they're able to do that legally. And they can. Local communities can do that. Local businesses can do that. It's still a question whether the federal government can mandate the whole country. I don't know that yet.
So he's trying to make it sound like he's reasonable. Yeah, under the eugenics laws passed in 1907, 1918, starting with Margaret Sanger in New York and the Rockefeller Foundation, same people, look it up. They were saying they were allowed to take a woman just because she didn't make good grades in school and cut her uterus out. They were allowed to actually kill people in some cases. So, I mean, I guess they're saying they've got laws saying that they can kill us. Again, I'm riding a shotgun with Owen Schroer. I'm going to come back with some important First Amendment announcements, a bunch of other news. And then, Owen, you've got a lot coming up in the second and third hour today. Tell us what's coming up then.
Well, and let me just say in response to the clip we just played of Biden, Alex, you know that this is a very measured statement from Biden. They would do the federal mandates tomorrow if they thought they could get away with it. They know that it's a direct violation of the Nuremberg Code, and so they want to put that pressure on, as he said, local governments and local businesses so that they bear the burden when all these people are dying of the vaccines and it doesn't come back to Biden's doorstep. So if they do make that leap to make it a federal mandate, that means it's no holds barred. They've withdrawn any semblance of trying to pretend like they care about you, and they're just going to go full bore with it. But again, Republicans are finally standing up to this. I've got some statements from Republicans like Ted Cruz and Andy Biggs and others that say, oh, okay, we're going to stand up. We're going to fight against this. But, you know, here's what's so frustrating, Alex, and I'm seeing this a lot. I'm sure you are, too, whether it's commentators or talk show hosts or members of Congress or whatever saying, none of this makes sense to me. I don't get it. They keep flip-flopping. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. No, see, it does make sense as soon as you accept the fact that this is an agenda to enslave the planet. Then it makes sense. If you think that these people care about you, if you think Fauci and Garland and Biden and all these corrupt politicians care about you, then yeah, none of this makes sense. But as soon as you accept the fact this is an agenda to enslave you, then you...
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality durable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here, and once people are starving in the streets, as is already happening in the third world, they will use that starvation to control those giant masses of populations to politically hold everyone hostage. So we're going to look back on these days, this halcyon days, that were completely sad, completely wonderful, and completely good. Owen Schroyer was really hitting some important points there at the last segment where we played the puppet Joe Biden saying, oh, yes, I do want to mandate vaccines, but I'm not sure it's legal. We need local governments to do it. So they want big tech corporations. They want malls. They want music venues. They want schools. They want the unions to do it in thousands of places so that you have to file thousands of lawsuits to stop them. And of course, the lawyers are so dumbed down or so controlled, they'll never actually sue the consortium groups and the UN and the Fortune 100, Microsoft, and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and George Soros that are involved in the World ID system. So you'll have the systems. You'll have a few competing systems that all go back to the same database. And then people will just sue the school district. They'll just sue the venue. They'll just, you know, leave their church. The churches are going to bring all this in. They're going to be the tip of the spear of Satan because they're so controlled by it. And that's what the Bible says what happened in these times. And so that's why they're trying to kill us with a thousand cuts. And remember, always denying, oh, there's going to be no global ID. There's going to be no medical vaccine passport. Even though a year and a half ago we had all the documents from the Rockefellers, all the documents from the Bill Gates Foundation. We knew every bit of it, how they were going to do it, when they were going to roll it out, what month they were going to do it. And instead now people think we're psychic. And the truth is everybody's a little psychic. Everybody has intuition. But this isn't intuition, folks. We have all the admitted facts because the public act like ignorant villagers or something. They're just superstitious. They just go off whatever the media says or go off anybody having knowledge like it's magic. And I guess knowing all these globalist documents, I guess, is kind of magic. I mean, hell, if I wanted to spend my time spending money in the stock market, but I think the stock market's pretty corrupt, so I don't do it, I mean, I would know how to make tons of money. I mean, I've proven that. I've sat there and told friends and family, watch what this stock does in a month, or watch what that does. And I say, why didn't you invest in it? And I said, because I'm not part of that Babylon system. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect. It doesn't mean I'm not connected to a lot of things. We're all connected to the world. But I'm in the world, but not of it. And I understand how the system operates. And so it's here. This is a biological, globalist takeover of humanity. They want to play God. They want to depopulate the planet. And they made the decision to do it. And they recruited massive, massive numbers of people to carry that out. Now, let's talk about solutions and fighting back. People will sit back and they'll say, this is so evil, this is so out of control, give it to God. And I totally agree. We can't beat ourselves up with frustration that this is so corrupt and you know, feel like we're guilty that we can't individually change it. We have to give it to God. But what does the Bible say? Faith without works is dead. If you truly love God, if you hate corruption, you're going to be warning people and speaking out so that as things get worse down the road, they're going to remember what you said. And maybe it's 5 minutes before they get their head chopped off, you know, for not taking the mark of the beast. It won't matter. They'll still finally believe in God and understand this was a spiritual decision and finally not be delusional and turn their soul over to the truth, turn their soul over to reality, turn their soul over to God. And I'm just sorry, but that's the way this is, ladies and gentlemen. And I told people this thousands of times on air, 26 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a month ago. I know I'll be attacked now for saying all this stuff. People think I'm crazy. But as it all unfolds, as the New World Order begins to launch these things, people will finally listen. And we've now reached that point. But we don't have 20 years to get people on board for what's coming because now it's all accelerating. And so every one of you that shares an article or a video, every one of you that shoots your own video, every one of you that promotes your neighbor's video, tell them the truth. Or when you see something happening and you shoot a shot of it on your phone and share that, that's all human intelligence the enemy doesn't want. They want to just give you the propaganda and just have you sit there and receive it and just have you sit there and keep regurgitating it at everybody. And that's not what you're going to do. You need to get your own research, your own information about history, understand what the globalists are really doing, and then start exposing them to everyone you know. And exposing the fact that, again, submitting to the globalist only makes things worse. When are people finally going to start saying no? That's a question you've got to ask them because giving in to having these chains put on you only makes them put the chains on tighter later. So that's why they squeeze and then release. Squeeze again, release again, but each time getting tighter. So by the time they've squeezed us down two or three times, we'll be at a level we'll never be able to get out of and won't be resisting at the key moment when they finally break our neck. And we're entering that neck-breaking area in the next year to two when they finally enforce these world IDs when people are starving in mass, the borders are totally collapsed, and they're going to hold us hostage and say, now, it's your fault you didn't take these IDs. It's your fault you didn't take these shots. And even when you finally give in, there's no food at the store, and you go and you take the shots, it's only going to get worse after that. Just like all these people that took the shots because they were, quote, heroes, that was going to make them invincible, and now they learn they're actually the super spreaders. They're the ones causing it. The countries that have the highest rates of inoculation have the highest rates of death and disease, because it's all a trap. It's all a spiritual delusion. And so people make fun of me for fighting the system. They ridicule, because they've never been a man in the arena, and they say, oh, Jones, you're never going to be able to stop these people. Well, it's not my job to stop them. It's my job to inform people and educate people so they can make a spiritual decision that then a cultural, economic, financial decision will come from. I'm just to make sure people know there's a decision they have to make, and I'm a tool of God just like everybody else is in this world. Even if you work for God or work for the devil, you're still in God's plan. And so people make fun of Mike Lindell. Say, we're going to prove election fraud. We're going to expose it. We're going to reinstate Trump. You have to have that belief, because they did steal the election, to have the confidence to ever have that happen. That's why the Justice Department's now gotten involved, telling 20-something states you're not allowed to investigate elections. But that's totally unconstitutional what they're saying, because we know they stole it. And the evidence is overwhelming. And people are going to learn about hacking. And they're going to learn about how they won't turn over the digital data in all these states, because they were hacked into. They weren't just stuffing ballots that night. And so Mike Lindell is having an event that I'm going to be at coming up on August 10, 11, and 12. And it's going to be a cyber symposium for the media. And all the independent media needs to be there. And I can tell you, Mike Lindell's putting all his money, just like I am, into this fight. And so he stopped advertising yesterday with Fox News because they would not even let him run an ad about his cybersecurity symposium. They say that doesn't exist. There is no digital hacking, even though we have hundreds of hours of literally of Democrats in hearings in the last decade, including just 2 years ago and a year ago, right before the election, saying don't trust machines, hackers can get into them, it's all a fraud, we should decertify all these machines. Suddenly, when they were able to steal the election via the machines, suddenly they absolutely love the machines, and the Justice Department says it's an act of terrorism, literally, to even question the election. Well, you know what? It's an act of patriotism. It's my right and my duty. So I've been on quasi-vacation, but a couple days ago, talked to Mike, talked to his crew, and I already knew basically what was coming. And I'm very, very honored the fact that we're one of the main flagship groups that he's promoting the symposium through. And I can tell you, Mike is getting the biggest response he's ever had with InfoWars, because you listeners are awesome. And so you're doing really a great job. He's got a great line of products, but he's offering the biggest promo code ever now, which is really the promo code we have with this promo code, Alex. That's the highest rate, because a lot of other talk show hosts have partnerships, but they want a little bit bigger percentage, which I get. So there's still great deals, but they still, you know, each talk show host kind of tailors their own deal for what percentage they want to get from the percentages there. I said, I want whatever the best deal is for the customer. I want people to know I have the lowest prices on the pillows and on the towels and on the sheets and on the human beds, the dog beds, the cat beds, and everything. I said, I want whatever the best deal is. He said, okay, that is the podcaster radio deal. That is up to 66% off. That is the best deal across the board. Promo code Alex.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Owen Troyer again doing a great job there in Austin, Texas. I am just via the phone here trying to take some time off, but obviously that didn't happen. We've actually got a lot done while I've been out of town, helping me just reset my brain. Let me just finish up what I was saying because I didn't hear the break music and just recap what I was getting into. Mike Lindell is a man in the arena. Mike Lindell didn't back down. Everybody else deserted Trump and deserted the electoral process and deserted America during the globalist coup of November 2020 and then what we saw thereafter. And so they're never going to let us get out of this dictatorship. They're never going to stop the election fraud until we expose them. And they are deadly afraid we're doing it. That's why Biden, again, 2 months ago, put out the June report on counterterrorism, saying the new mission is white people, people that question the election, people that are against lockdowns. I'm like, well, you know, lockdowns are already coming from the other documents, but there you go. I mean, they are going to do this and then say we're terrorists. Well, good luck. Let's just have the FBI start arresting people that are against lockdowns. See how that goes. I mean, these tyrants are basically out of political capital. People know who they are and they're scared, but will Mike Lindell having this conference save the world? Probably not. But will it put another dent in the enemy's armor? Absolutely. So Mike is incredibly optimistic. He's a great guy. He works 20 hours a day a lot of the time. And he's very optimistic. So the enemy attacks him and says, oh, you know, Trump will be reinstated by August. Well, he's already reinstated the American people's minds. 80%+ of Republicans know it was stolen. Now it's up to 40% of Democrats. That scares the hell out of the system. And every day, that number grows that the average American believes the election was stolen. I know a bunch of former Democrats. They all now aren't Republicans, but they don't like Biden to know he stole the election. So the mask is off right now. And so right now, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars gets a percentage of all of the sales that use the promo code at MyPillow.com or FrankSpeech.com. And when you hear Mike Lindell in this one-minute video that I'm about to play on the radio, you'll hear it on TV, you'll see it, say the best deal is SpeechSite. That's true. FrankSpeech.com with the promo code Alex. That gets you the very best deal of the best deal, because that site is basically his podcaster deal, which is his best deal. And I think it's also a reflection of the fact that of all the deals he's got, they're all excellent. Again, he's got a lot of hundreds of other talk show hosts that work with him. Some people want a bigger percentage, so they sell the stuff for a little bit more. The talk show host gets a little bit better percentage for themselves. Again, I didn't do that. I go with the very best deal across the board, up to 66% off at frankspeech.com, promo code ALEX, or you can simply go to mypillow.com and, again, use promo code Alex. You get the exact same deal. It is the very best deals you're going to get. And, again, I've been talking to Mike quite a bit. He's going to be back on the show next week. He may even come down in studio with us. He's a demonized guy everybody says don't work with because they're scared of him. I'm a demonized guy everybody says don't work with because they're scared of me. If we ever just start coming together as patriots, and Mike's exposed to the vaccines as well, so-called vaccines, it's over for them. So I will be at the Cyber Symposium. I will be there documenting it as media. I suggest you go to it as well. FrankSpeech.com. Find out all the details. Tell everyone you know about it and come to this event. They're going to make fun of it. They're going to demonize it. They're going to attack it because they're scared of it. They know they're criminals that stole this election, and we're going to continue to fight. We've gotten laws passed in 18 states to stop the fraud. We're passing other states, and Mike Lindell and InfoWars and all of you have been essential, and President Trump's done a good job on that as well, saying the election's a fraud, because it is a fraud. Even if you don't like Trump, he's doing a good job exposing election fraud, and it's critical that we do this together. If he just rolled over, they wouldn't try to indict him and his family. But he's not rolling over, so they're trying to indict him. It's like they're trying to indict me, but that's okay. I'm in a war. I signed on for this. I'm right where I want to be. So here is the one-minute video. I hope you take this, and I hope you share it. Remember, the promo code is ALEX at FrankSpeech.com or at MyPillow.com. Same place, same deals. Very best deals anywhere. You call the toll-free numbers with Mike Lindell. Just promo code ALEX, baby, and you get the very best deals, and then it funds the InfoWar. I know he's spending 100% of the money coming in right now on this fight. We salute him. I'm spending almost everything coming in as well to expand and fight these devils, so please support us. Right now, you can also go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy all the products there as well. The X2 is getting very close to selling out. It's still 40% off. This is the last weekend to get 10% off with durable food, all of that at InfoWarsStore.com. But here is the new promo video that Mike Lindell just sent me yesterday.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, FrankSpeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to FrankSpeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at FrankSpeech.com. Go to FrankSpeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
All right, so there you go. And the promo code is ALEX at FrankSpeech.com or MyPillow.com. He's right. Go to FrankSpeech.com. You get the best deal you're going to find unless you use promo code Alex at MyPillow.com, because that is the best deal there is. Again, I've explained that. That's why using Alex, you get the very best deal up to 66% off. That's just my gut level, was to go with the biggest discount to the listeners even though we would bring in less money per order, I believe that everybody would know it was the best deal and do that, and we've done that. And so it's taken us from the red into the black. We've been able to do a lot of stuff behind the scenes to fight the globalists, and this is just one hell of a time to be alive. Listen, I got stacks of videos, stacks of articles, stacks of things to cover. There's so much unfolding. The Republicans are finally starting to find their guts, their huevos, like Owen was saying earlier. I've got a lot of stuff, you know, that I want to add as well, but just, you know, that Adon Salazar article, Owen, for me, is just really the big deal that countries with 98% inoculation rate with this deadly thing, and the others at 90%, Singapore at almost 80%, all these, Iceland at 90%+, they all have the highest outbreaks, the highest death rates, and they're, of course, dying from the inoculation. They're dying from the prions. They're dying from the crystals. And we know that. That's the science. Think of the boldness of this, Owen. So we've got to get the fact out that, no, it is the countries that are almost completely, quote, inoculated that are having the problems. That destroys the lies and the lockdowns that are going back in place. Do you agree with me, Owen?
Well, and here's the thing, Alex. There's a reason why the Chinese communist agents on CNN, like Dr. Lena Wen, or people you hear on NPR, talk the way they talk. They've been trained to be monotonous, sound like an autonomous bot, enunciate every little syllable, because that's part of the psychological operation. So they don't like it when Alex Jones goes on air, or Owen Schroyer goes on air, or Harrison Smith, or any of our great guests here, and we're flailing around and throwing papers in the air like, look at this, look at these numbers in Israel, look at these numbers in Iceland, look at the VAERS report, they just deleted it off the website, look at in Israel, they just deleted all the numbers, because it's like, this is real information. We're not trained to propagandize you. We just believe you're going to want to see this information, and it may shock you. It may change your life. You may completely just not even believe it at first, but then you realize, wait a second, these guys weren't lying to me. So it's overwhelming to sit here for a year and a half, be breaking this down a week ahead of the news cycle, a month ahead of the news cycle, a year ahead of the news cycle on every different angle, simply because we've understood something that Republicans and other commentators are finally starting to understand. And the first response is always this. This doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense they keep reversing the mask mandate. It doesn't make sense that the vaccinated are causing the new variants. It doesn't make sense that the nations that are the most vaccinated are having the outbreaks. But wait a second. It all makes sense as soon as you accept the fact that it was all by design. It's all a plan to conquer the world. I mean, hell, if Hitler had the technology, or if Napoleon had the technology, or Genghis Khan had the technology and the wherewithal to do all of this, they would have conquered the world a long time ago.
You're right, Owen. And let me say something. I hope you do this next hour and be listening. You are so good at sports analogies because, you know, as a young man, you already got a, you know, we're doing a popular sports show in Missouri. Sports is archetypal battle. It's archetypal chess. You know, football is basically, you know, chess. And this with real people. That's why we love it, because we understand that it's based on things that are real, ancient combat, ancient war. And so whenever you're, you know, seeing the quarterback throw that pass with 2 seconds left on the clock and sudden death overtime, you get high as a kite with adrenaline and endorphins, because it's real. Well, we are watching millions of our people died. Millions starved to death. We're watching global criminals lie to us. We're watching them lock us in our houses, put masks on our kids' faces. This isn't watching football, folks, where they get excited and, oh, my God, he's running for the – he's at the 20, he's at the 10, he's in the goalpost, they won the Super Bowl. Folks, I liked watching Tom Brady last year because he was the underdog. I liked watching him not wear a mask because they hated it. That made it political. So finally I started watching football again only because of Tom Brady.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes